Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Truckers Podcast, FYI. I'm your host, Doug, from Ontario, Canada. It is 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here on the 29th of March. It is Good Friday, and Good Friday to you, no pun intended. It is a stat holiday across Canada, United States. I don't know about other countries if you have a stat holiday, but generally people have Good Friday off. It is the Easter weekend. So hope everybody had a good week. Hope your week was productive. Now, I just wanted to mention, too, last Sunday, I had a show that was scheduled at 1 p.m., and I was to have a guest speaker on the show. Unfortunately, that did not happen. So, hopefully, this Sunday, I do have a guest speaker to be coming on the Truckers Podcast at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, March 31st. So hopefully that happens and yeah, I just keep my fingers crossed, I guess. You know, and see what's going on there. So, yeah, I don't know what happened that Sunday. I really don't know. But, just move on here, and I guess, you know, some ways to help our liver stay healthy. What we eat, what we drink. And I was reading an article earlier too that when it comes to alcohol, of course, consume large quantity of alcohol. Some people do, some people don't. Cirrhosis of the liver caused by alcohol. Non-fatty liver disease, non-alcohol fatty liver disease, so you don't just have to be drinking alcohol to have liver disease. They suggest that women drink one alcohol beverage per day, and men can drink two alcohol beverages per day. But we generally don't do that. Probably two or more drinks a day. Generally, after a hard day's work, you come home and you probably already have three beers even before you sit down for dinner. Probably have a beer with your dinner, beer after your dinner. Or not. Or you wait till the weekend to get your fill of alcohol. Friday, Saturday nights. Or maybe have a couple beers after playing golf. or playing hockey, whatever you might be doing. Even 2 beers a day, 14 beers a week, 54 beers a month for a male. That's a lot of beer. It's over 24 beers a month. It's over a case of beer a month. Some probably drink a case of beer a week. Not including holidays like Easter and Christmas and Thanksgiving. People consume a lot of alcohol regardless of these holidays. So we try to stay healthy as we possibly can. Eating a nutritional diet, regular exercise, obviously helps with that. Regular doctor checkups. To make sure our overall health is good. Fruits and vegetables. I mentioned this time and time again on my podcast, Canada's Food Health Guide, recommends that you have a couple servings of fruits and vegetables a day. And at dinner time, that should be half your plate. Maybe we should be following a diet enriched in fruits and vegetables, including berries, leafy greens, your cruciferous vegetables, is one of the best ways to care for your liver from the inside out. And fruits and vegetables have protective nutrients such as fiber, vitamins, minerals, plant compounds. Fiber-rich foods like fruits and vegetables help prevent and reduce fat accumulation in the liver by increasing satiety, which can help promote fat loss, anti-inflammatory, antioxidant substance found in fruits and vegetables. Diets and vegetables may help reduce the of liver cancer. There was a 2019 study that found that the higher vegetable intake was associated with a 39% reduction in liver cancer risk, and that every 100 grams per day increase in vegetable intake was associated with a 4% reduced risk of liver cancer. Garlic is one of my favorites. Love cooking with garlic. Garlic is packed with liver-supportive substances, including allicin, alanine, which have a powerful antioxidant and anti-inflammatory effects on the body. You don't have to just cut up garlic and eat it. I mean, like doing that, you can, I guess. And if we consume it regularly, garlic may help improve liver health in people with liver diseases and even reduce the risk of liver cancer. There was a study that was people with non-alcohol fatty liver disease shows that the group who were supplemented with 1,600 milligrams of garlic powder per day for 12 weeks had lower levels of the liver enzymes and aspartate, and as well as a significant reduction in liver fat compared to the placebo group. So eating all these highly processed foods, loading your body up with sugar every single day, there was another study done in 2019 that included 10,000 Chinese adults. Eating raw garlic for 2 or more times per week was associated with a 23% reduced risk of liver cancer compared to consuming no raw garlic or eating raw garlic less than twice per week. Coffee and tea. I have my coffee in the morning. Sometimes tea in the afternoon. A couple coffees a day. Drinking coffee and certain types of teas has been shown to be proactive against liver conditions such as liver cancer. High consumption of coffee and green tea has been linked to a significant reduction of liver cancer risk as well as other diseases. Now they even talk about chocolate, eating more cocoa products. Well, what kind of chocolate? Like just your candy bars, maybe all the chocolate that your kids are going to consume over the Easter weekend. No, they're talking about cocoa, you know, probably, you know, 75% cocoa or higher. Just a little piece on a daily basis. It's not a candy bar, so you don't eat it like a candy bar. And this says it may help protect the health of your liver. And the consumption can help lower enzymes, lower and improve other aspects of health in people with liver disease. And it's best to choose cocoa products that contain no or little added sugar, as added sugar is detrimental for liver. It's detrimental for liver health. Legumes like lentils and beans are rich in fiber, which probably we don't even get enough of. People probably don't even eat enough of it. So of course, beans are rich in fiber, nutrients that support the health of the liver. And studies that show adding legumes to your diet can help prevent liver help protect liver health by reducing body weight, decreasing liver enzymes, lowering blood pressure levels, and more. And we certainly don't eat enough nuts and seeds every single day neither. And they're highly nutritious. It may help decrease the risk of liver disease, such as non-alcohol fatty liver disease. And they say when consumed regularly as part of a healthy diet, however, certain nuts, such as imported nuts, can be contaminated with toxins called aflatoxins, which can be dangerous for people with liver disease. So it's important to, they say it's important to purchase nuts and nut butter from major commercial brands that adhere to strict safety guidelines and to discard nuts that look moldy or discolored. probably been sitting around for a long time, left open. And of course, people who like their soda pops. We should be eating nutrient-dense foods to help protect the health, our overall health, and liver health, and to support the optimal liver function. And consuming foods and beverages too often could trigger or worsen liver conditions. We should be cutting out foods that are high in sugar. Foods and drinks high in added sugar. Especially in the form of fructose. May not say it's got no sugar, but it's got fructose. Red and processed meats. Red and processed meats are high in inflammatory fats and other compounds that contribute to inflammation and cellular damage. High red and processed meats intake is linked to a greater risk of non-alcohol fatty liver disease and liver cancer. Ultra-processed foods, such as packed snack foods and fast food, are associated with a number of health conditions, including liver disease. And the ultra-processed foods should be kept to a minimum to protect overall health, excuse me, including the health of our liver. Because we certainly eat a lot of ultra-processed foods, we certainly eat a lot of fast foods, we certainly eat a lot of packaged snack foods. And of course, alcohol, excessive alcohol consumption damages the liver, significantly increases the risk of liver disease. You know, we're pretty much all guilty of drinking too much alcohol on a Friday night or a Saturday night. Unfortunately, people are alcoholics and they drink it every single day. From the time they get up to the time they go to bed and do it all over again. Binge drinking is another one. Guilty of it. A lot of binge drinking in the earlier days. Couldn't wait to get out with my friends at our favorite pub. Even pre-drink before we went to the pub. The studies that they have done show that women who consume one or more drinks per day and men who consume two or more drinks per day have a 42% increased risk of liver cancer incidence and 17% increased risk of liver cancer death compared to those who drink less alcohol. So they turn around and they say, okay, so the study shows that women who consume one or more drinks per day, okay, one drink per day, men at two drinks per day. My understanding, the study, that even drinking one drink per day or two drinks per day, you have a 42% increase of liver cancer. But the guidelines are suggesting not more than one drink a day for women, not no more than two. And they say that this is potentially fine to do? I think 0% of alcohol is the best practice. So we want to add healthy foods to our body. Gotta stop eating all that junk. Gotta stop eating all those potato chips, all those cookies, all those baked goods, all that fast food, all the highly ultra processed foods. We need nutrient dense foods like fruits and vegetables, legumes, and low and ultra processed foods. Reduce or quit drinking alcohol together. Reduce our sugar intake. Like from soda pops. Breakfast cereals. Especially breakfast cereals. Loaded with sugar. Add a side salad or fresh vegetables. Balsamic vinegar to your dinners. You should have fresh fruit or sliced vegetables and hummus. Sip on black coffee or green tea in the morning. You can use like your fresh or powdered ginger and garlic, you know, to add to a boost of flavor in your recipes. Right? Adding nutrients foods to your meals and snacks can help support liver health and reduce the risk of a number of health conditions. Other ways to protect your liver? Lose excess body fat. Carrying excess body fat, especially in your abdomen, is a major risk factor for liver disease. Exercise regularly. We don't get enough exercise. Staying active can help you maintain a healthy body weight and reduce liver disease risk. Quit smoking. Avoid drug use. Smoking and illicit drug use can injure the liver and lead to other health issues as well. If you're on medications, use them responsibly. Follow your doctor's orders. Practice safe sex. Hepatitis and liver disease can be transmitted through sexual contact. So we need to be following a healthy diet and lifestyle, protecting your liver by avoiding medication overuse and toxins like cigarette smoke can help keep your liver healthy and reduce the risk of liver diseases and other diseases and cancers and everything else like that, right? So your liver performs life-sustaining functions, including removing toxins and waste products from your blood. So they say it's important to take care of your liver by following a healthy diet and lifestyle. Adding certain foods to your diet, such as fruits, vegetables, ginger, garlic, can help promote liver health and by reducing inflammation, protecting against cellular damage and lowering liver disease markers. And they suggest that following a nutrient-dense, well-rounded diet and leading a healthy lifestyle by avoiding practices known to negatively impact the liver, such as excessive drinking, is an easy way to support and protect the liver and promote overall health. Don't drink excessively. You can help it. So thank you for joining me this morning. Hope you found this show informative. And I'll be back out here tomorrow morning at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here on the Truckers Podcast. And then again, hopefully, now the show is up for March 31st at 1 p.m. I'm just keeping my fingers crossed that the show goes off without a hitch. The guest comes on the show, and that would be great. So until tomorrow morning, 30th of March, 8:30 a.m., come out and join me here on the Truckers Podcast, FYI. And if you can't, that's fine. If you can, that's great. Until we meet again, have a good weekend and happy Easter, everyone. This is the Truckers Podcast, FYI. I'm your host, Doug. Take care.